we kind of know what's expected when he comes up, and we kind of know what we need to do. We can't just abandon all of our previous responsibilities just now that we have him on our line. I think, you know, we kind of have to stick to what's made our line in the past successful, and, you know, kind of try and get him accustomed to our style of play.
I know it's not just about him, but you and Brandon, do you get sort of amped up that he's a really big offensive threat? Does that make other players excited when they're playing with him?
You know what, I think we're just looking to kind of spread the depth and, you know, make sure that our team starts firing on all cylinders. I think that's kind of something that's exciting. You know, if you have an option like him, and you can get hot, you know, it can certainly make for, you know, some nice nights stats wise. But you know, we were comfortable with how we were playing with Copper before, but, you know, I think Copper moving back to the middle, you know, it gives us some depth up there, and, you know, hopefully kind of allows us to roll the lines a little more. And I think when you saw that switch in Toronto, for the most part, I know we didn't get the results we wanted, but you look at that game and the style we played for 50, 52 minutes of it, that's as close to a complete game as we've played this year. So I think it's going to be, you know, a good change for us, and hopefully, you know, we can continue, you know, our play from the Toronto game here in Finland.
My last question then is, how much is the lineup phased when Paul, like four games in a row, he's kind of switched the lines around? How much does that phase you guys?
Well, you know, our line is usually pretty status quo, so we don't really worry too much about it. I know, you know, the other lines, they've been switching wingers a lot, but I think it's good. Everyone's comfortable playing with everyone. It's, you're looking for that spark, and, you know, it makes, nobody's comfortable. You got to keep performing, you got to keep playing well, or things are going to change. So, you know, I think we're close to having our game where we want it. I think that Toronto game was a real good step in the right direction. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, we maybe find a little more lineup stabilization here coming forward, and, you know, that means we're playing well.
You said that you guys can't change what your line does in some ways, but how does it change with Patrick on there?
Well, you know what, I think we lose Copper, and, you know, I rely a lot on Copper. He's a real smart player in the D zone, and he makes terrific reads, and it's nice to have a second centerman on your line, just even for faceoffs. You know, I can cheat a little harder, and I'm pretty comfortable in the D zone. If I get kicked out, that we have a guy that can go in there and win them. And, you know, you lose him, he's a real smart two-way player, hard worker. And now we get Patty, who's a big body, and he's got one of the best shots in the game. So you got one of the best natural goal scorers. So I think it makes us a threat anytime we kind of get over that blue line to score a goal. You know, he can beat goalies from anywhere on the ice. I think traditionally our lines are scored a lot of goals just in and around the net through hard work. We all don't have we weren't blessed with the shot that Patty has. So now I think we lose, you know, a bit of the two way game, but we certainly get that game breaking ability now with Patty there, and, you know, hopefully, you know, Rusty and I will just continue to work hard and get him some pucks, and yeah, hopefully they find the back of the net.
What's the last day and a half, the whole experience been like for you?
You know what, I can't say I've experienced too much of Finland yet. You know, hopefully the next few days we'll get to see a little bit before we kind of play games. It's a long way to come. You know, so just getting adjusted to the time. It's, you know, it's certainly a cool experience. It's my first time over in Europe, and you know, just trying to enjoy it. I know it's kind of made the rest of the year schedule a bit of a grind, but you know, hopefully looking back we'll have positive things to say about the experience.
How have you found the adjustment so far?
Miserable. Yeah, so you know what, I didn't adjust very well. I think some guys are doing better than I am, but no, it's so hopefully the next few days I find it. But you know, that's kind of what we expected. We knew it was going to be a bit of an adjustment coming after the Toronto game and stuff, so you know, you try and make the most of it, you try and get as much rest as you can, and you know, it was nice that we have a few days here to kind of get acclimatized before we really have to go out and perform.